Let's go now to the UN climate talks in Durban and the future of the Kyoto Protocol. The need for deeper emission cuts by rich nations like Australia continues to dominate the talks. Greg Combe is the climate change minister, and I spoke with him from Durban a short time ago.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Greg Combe, these talks are coming down to the wire. What's the best that can be achieved in the next 2 days?
Well, we've certainly got to build on what was done last year, where we've achieved 90 countries making pledges to reduce their emissions, and so making sure that we've got the mechanism in place to measure progress in reducing those emissions and seeing those pledges implemented, that's very important. But of course, there's a lot of discussion here too about how we achieve a wider agreement of all of the major emitters internationally. That's been the subject of pursuit for quite a period of time, and we're spending a good deal of time on working out a way to achieve it here.
So if the key issue of the talks was the future beyond the Kyoto Protocol, which runs out next year, where is that at? What's the likelihood of any kind of extension of Kyoto?
Well, the Kyoto Protocol, because of many changes over the years, but particularly growth in emissions in the developing economies, has diminished as, an environmentally effective response to the overall challenge of climate change. It's a very important protocol, and it's established very important rules and accounting methods for emissions reductions. But the reality is that an extension of it is likely to only cover about 15 to 17% of global greenhouse gas emissions. It can still be a very important instrument, and the European Union is certainly indicating that they're prepared to continue it. But of course, what we really need to achieve is a wider agreement of all the major emitters if we're going to tackle this problem.
And they're all grappling with domestic pressures at home too. A new British social attitude survey this week showed over the past 10 years, the public has become much more sceptical about the science behind climate change. In 2010, 37% said many claims about environmental threats were exaggerated. This is up from 24% in the year 2000. So the public is less believing, but the science is more emphatic, not less. What's going wrong?
Well, the science is more emphatic. Well, I think that in political debate, it's easy for people like Tony Abbott, who's a complete opportunist, to just try and manipulate sentiment in the community against a measure that is certainly difficult to implement. That happens in other countries too. I've, of course, met with the US delegation and heard about how the Tea Party has been dealing with the same issues in the United States. But this is a complex, diabolical problem for countries around the world to grapple with. We need to grapple with it. We've got to cut greenhouse gas emissions because the science is emphatic, and we will get on with it and do it.
Climate Change Minister Greg Combe joining us from Durban earlier this morning, and you'll hear more from the Minister after 7:30 this morning. It's 6:13.